Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for October 14, 2022, Friday of the 28th week in ordinary time. It is taken from Luke chapter 12, verses 1 to 7. At that time, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. Jesus began to speak first to his disciples, "Beware of the leaven, that is the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, no secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on the Gospel today. The Lord was teaching. He was exhorting the disciples and the bigger crowd to be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. The hypocrisy of the Pharisees was in believing that the law could save, could justify. But you see, going deeper, the law comes from human strength. And if really it can justify, if it can make one good, then Christ and even God is useless. There would be no need for God to be incarnated, no need for God in Christ to follow the path of the cross, the path of salvation. And the Pharisees were against this path, did not like it. That was the reason why they wanted Christ eliminated or killed. But you see, in the Gospel, what is hidden will be revealed. What is proclaimed, even in darkness, in the darkness of all these Pharisaical teachings, it will be enlightened. After 3 days, death will have no more sting, and even darkness will be wrapped in light. The light of the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. That's why the admonition was, do not be afraid of the one that will kill the body. Rather, be afraid of that one that will cast you into Gehenna, into condemnation, into hell. To take on the leaven of the Pharisees is to accept that life is how I make it, that I am the captain of my soul, that the law, which comes from human effort, saves. But the reality is, the law does not save. To deny the power of God in our lives is to deny salvation. To deny divine providence is to deny the tremendous love of God for you and for me, for humanity. The gospel is telling us now, you see, are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 small coins? Yet, not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. The leaven of the Pharisees teaches the opposite. That's why they wanted Christ eliminated. That's why they were scandalized with the cross. That's why they did not understand the good news at all.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.